Name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the fourth month, the seventh day of the year 2026, and it's resurrection, third weekday, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice therein.
Christ is truly risen.
Alleluia, alleluia.
And don't let the apostate Jews or anyone else lie to you. Christ is truly risen. Now, this is a part of my a chapter in my book titled On Jesus Christ. And this chapter is called Jesus' Human Nature is Not Like Our Human Nature in Several Ways. Now, I'm going to be mostly just reading when it comes to this to make sure I get this accurate. Jesus' human nature is not like our human nature in the following ways. One, Jesus' human nature has no sin. Two, Jesus' human body had no human father. Hence, Jesus' human body does not have a Y chromosome from a human father as all other human males do. That's a dogma. Jesus' human nature was conceived by God the Holy Spirit, dogma. Number four, Jesus' human nature is divinized, deified. That's a dogma. Five, Jesus' human nature is united to his divine nature in one divine person, dogma. Six, Jesus' human nature does not make him a human person like we are. Jesus is a divine person who has a human nature united to his divine nature. That's dogma. Seven, Jesus' human nature is all-knowing and all-wise. That's a dogma. Eight, Jesus' human nature is all-powerful. That's an allowable opinion, one that I hold. All these things other humans do not have. Hence, Jesus' human nature is not exactly like our human nature in eight ways, and that's not only because he has no sin. So beware, then, of the heretics who teach that the only way Jesus' human nature differs from ours is that he has no sin. Some take church fathers' teachings out of context to defend their heresy. For example, the Agnotite heretics can take St. Cyril of Alexandria's following words out of context to defend their heresy that Jesus' human nature is not all-knowing because his human nature is the same as other humans in every way except sin. Now, here's a quote from St. Cyril of Alexandria in his answers to Tiberius and select letters against those who say that the Son was ignorant of the last day. Now, here's what he says. His, Jesus, were all the attributes of humanity save sin alone. But in the same letter, St. Cyril teaches that Jesus' human nature is all-knowing. And thus, this is another way that Jesus' human nature is different from other humans. I read from that same letter. Ignorance of future events properly belongs to the limitations of humanity. And so, insofar as he is viewed as God, he knows all the Father knows. And so far, though as the same Son as man, he does not repudiate the appearance of ignorance, because it is an attribute of humanity. Just as he who is personally the life and power of all took bodily nourishment out of respect for the measure of his self-emptying, and is recorded as having slept and been weary, so though knowing all things, he is not ashamed to allot himself the ignorance which belongs to humanity, because his were all the attributes of humanity save sin alone. But seeing that the disciples wanted to learn things beyond them, he helped them by pretending not to know as man, and tells them that not even the angels in heaven know, in order that they might not be disappointed at being entrusted with the mystery. Hence, when some church fathers and others say that Jesus' human nature is exactly like our save sin or has all the attributes of humanity save sin, it is not to be taken literally. In their other works, they teach the seven other differences mentioned above. In context, then, they are not referring to how Jesus' human nature was conceived and how it is united to his divine nature in the unity of one divine person.